father's looking for him.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
We are now projecting that Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs is in fact the winner in the Arizona gubernatorial race. This will make her the Democratic governor of that state. She has, according to our projections, vanquished Carrie Lake, local TV news personality who mounted an incredibly strong campaign. Katie Hobbs was the only statewide elected Democrat. She was the Secretary of State. She ran for governor, and it looks like she will be the next governor in Arizona. Steve?
Well, that's why I was kind of stalling for time here, because I had a very strong feeling this was coming, and I was running out of ways to say it without saying it. But yes, this was an advantage of over 20,000 votes with, you know, Maricopa now pretty much exhausted in terms of remaining ballots.
Oh! Yay. All right. So this is proof that there are fewer Arizonans with heat stroke than we thought, or that Carrie Lake was counting on. Fewer Arizonans have sunstroke. Fewer Arizonans, brains are baked. But, you know, now Arizona has a Democratic governor and two Democratic senators. Oh, my God. Well, that includes Kyrsten Sinema. So, you know, hey. We have to improve the quality of Democratic senators. And now we can. It's called a primary. Just saying. So this is an amazing moment, because obviously we retained the Senate yesterday. Today we see all of these crazy Trump election deniers, hit the road. And don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Right. Carrie Lake. Not only is she a world-class election denier, which was annoying and bizarre, but she's also really nasty. She's just a nasty, aggressive election denier, liar, loser. So, listen, there's something cathartic about watching her lose. There's something wonderful about seeing, you know, democracy survive this. There's something wonderful about seeing, the just desserts be meted out to those who deserve them. I don't know if you know this, but Carrie Lake was a Democrat. She was. 20 years she was an anchor in Phoenix. And then I guess she got bored doing the same thing every single day. I get that. I totally get that. And then Trump came down the pike, and I think she got excited and thought there was an opportunity for her to do something completely non-factual, completely, bullcrap, something that you can't get away with on television news, right? And she went for it big time bad and decided to become a Trump acolyte, and an election denier. And obviously, America isn't having it. America is done with this, bullcrap. America understands that denying that a free and fair election is possible in the United States of America is insulting. But it didn't stop her. I mean, I can't even imagine what it would be like to work for her yesterday and have to tell her that she lost. But some of the reporting, and I don't know how accurate it is, but, some of the reporting said that her advisors were telling her, don't storm the castle. Don't storm the castle. No, just stand outside of it and yell some absolutely back crap crazy stuff, which is what she did. It's what she did. She started screaming, the election was botched, and it was a mockery, and it wasn't free and fair, right?
I don't believe that people of Arizona would vote for her and that she would win. But if that's what happens at the end of the day, how do you certify an election that is this botched? And she's the one that would certify her own election, where it was botched, where the machines didn't work in more than a third of the polling centers. I don't know how we remedy this. But the people of Arizona are furious. They're reaching out to us by the thousands saying, I don't think my vote even was counted. I didn't even get a chance to vote. There were so many hoops to jump through. I had to go because my daughter had a track meet, or my work wasn't going to give me 4 hours off, 6 hours off to vote. It's outrageous what happened. We had lines that were 3 and 4 hours long in retirement areas where people were old. And all of this happened in Republican areas. My area where I was going to vote, the printer didn't work. There wasn't enough toner in the printer. So I went to a liberal part of town and got right in and out in about 15 minutes. It's funny how that works.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody remembers the day that I went to vote in person in Palm Beach County, and it took me all day to vote, all day, because I had been scrubbed. I had been removed from the registration rolls, and I had to go cross town to the supervisor's office and explain to them that I had voted in every single solitary election, every single one, including primaries, including local, including you name it, I voted. And they ran back there, you know, after I waited in miles long lines to vote, and then miles long lines at the supervisor's office because so many people were having a difficult time, you know, being recognized as a legitimate voter. I guess this was 2016. And so finally they said, oh yeah, we just ran your record. You do vote in every single election. We're sorry. You're okay. You can vote. And I said, okay, I'd like to vote. No, you can't vote at the supervisor's office on election day. What? No, the supervisor's office, you can vote, but not on election day. And today is election day, so now you have to go back across town and you have to go to your precinct and you have to cast your ballot there, which I did, and it took me all damn day to do it, all damn day. That is not the case in Arizona. Yes, there was some problem with toner and printer, so you know what you're supposed to do in that case? You know what people were told to do in that case? They were told, go ahead and vote and then take your paper ballot and drop it in the box, and we'll count it like we count paper. But she didn't want to do that. She wanted to make it into a thing because apparently if she lost, she could point to that thing and say it wasn't a free and fair election. But yes, that did happen. And it's true that they ran out of some toner in some printers, in some precincts, and they told people, go ahead and vote and drop it in the box. But she didn't want to drop it in the box. So now, of course, you know, the whole election is rigged. The whole election was a mockery. It was stolen.
What's going to happen when we hear about this vote dump in about, I don't know, minutes? It could be, Carrie.
I don't know. We know. We think we should be in good shape. There's 158,000 ballots that have not been counted yet. And 94,000 of those are in Maricopa County, where they took our sacred vote. And they just made a mockery of it. It's outrageous, Jesse, what happened. I had a man come up to me at breakfast yesterday and said, I showed up to vote. There was a 3-hour line. They said the tabulator machines were not working. I drove across the way and went to another 15-minute drive to another center, and the printers weren't working. They had no toner in them. I drove another 20 minutes and finally voted. It was a half a day odyssey to.
Well, what your timeline there just said that it was a 35-minute odyssey. I don't know. Listen, ding dong, the witch is dead, okay? She's done. Unless she shows up and she becomes, you know, Veep material. Or the Trump campaign, you know, because, you know, tonight Donald Trump is going to announce some damn thing. Something. Now, he has authorized his advisors to tell the media that he's going to announce for the presidency, that he's going to announce that he's running in 2024. He hasn't even won 2020. I mean, he just lost 2022. How is he running in 20? I don't know. Okay, but this is what. So speaking of losers, he's going to announce tonight that he's running for 2024 to get a head start on losing the next election, number 4. I guess. I don't know. But he has about as much chance of winning in 2024 as he does of winning in 2020. You know, Oakland Raiders have a better chance of winning the Super Bowl. And yes, I know the Oakland Raiders aren't in Oakland anymore. That's the whole point. That's the point. There's no chance. You understand? But some people aren't completely down with the idea that he's going to announce for president. There is some... Oh, I don't know, rumors or some whispering going on that what he's going to do is he's going to announce that he wants to be the Speaker of the House, because all his election deniers lost in the swing states, right? In the Wisconsins and the Pennsylvanias, the Arizonas. So maybe he does it from the House.
RandyRhodes.com.
If you're like me, you're probably a bit frustrated with the state of our political system today. So why does American democracy look the way it does? And how can we make it more responsive to the people it was formed to serve? Democracy Decoded, a podcast by Campaign Legal Center, examines our government and discusses innovative ideas that could lead to a stronger, more transparent, accountable, and inclusive democracy. In season two, host Simone Leeper covers everything you need to know about voting in the U.S. She speaks with experts from across the country and voters representing impacted communities about the deliberate barriers to voting that exist today. And she asks, how can we make our voting systems more inclusive? Because our democracy works best when every voter can participate. Listen to the latest season at democracydecoded.org. or wherever you get your podcasts, democracydecoded.org.